Thy will be done, thy kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. Seems to me that God is answering that prayer right now. We've prayed it time without number, without realizing what we're asking for, that his rule and reign should come in us first, and then on the earth in general. He is answering us. Wherever I look, Christians are in deep water one way or the other, and some, bless them, really do not understand what's happening. Simply put, Father is answering what you've asked for. He's bringing his kingdom to bear on our lives, and the circumstances in which we find ourselves are evidence of this. The proper response is thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 19 in the NIV. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. We must be careful not to do this by our reactions. We don't want to be found in rebellion, resentment, or declaring our independence from him at this stage. We may need to retrace our steps and look again at the analogy of the runner that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 9:24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, do not run like someone running aimlessly. Do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Athletes train for the race. Paul describes it as strict training. They put aside everything else because they're wanting to win the prize. It means denying themselves all sorts of things that would have otherwise occupied their time and resources. They often go on a strict diet, and they'll be found training in every available moment of spare time whilst others are enjoying themselves. They get ticked off with the coach from time to time too. He just keeps pushing them when they want to stop. It's hard. But he and they are after something, winning the prize. They're in it for the reward at the end, and he wants them to receive it. Keep in mind what the Father is bringing about and doing. He's doing what we've asked for. He uses our life situations and circumstances to do this. So if you've asked for his kingdom to come, that is what he will be fulfilling in your life. If you've asked for a gift, ditto. If you have a specific call, this will be your training ground. So look up and rejoice. You're being made fit either for the coming kingdom or for the assignment he's given you. Either way, you win. So please stop complaining. No one drifts to the top of the mountain. Would you just please check your footwear? You could find you're in carpet slippers again. Lay off, Sarge. Welcome to boot camp.